Hello and welcome to This Nomad Life with Lee and Paul. I'm Lee, Minivan Lee, on YouTube and all other social platforms.
And I'm Paul. This is so much more than a podcast, Lee. It's an audio film, a documentary about life, including the nomad lifestyle that's sweeping America.
Hey friends, we have a fabulous, fun episode for you tonight.
So let's get started.
Hello and welcome to This Nomad Life. We have a really great episode for you today. This is Minivan Lee of Minivan Lee on YouTube and Instagram and Facebook and on and on and on. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Lee. We had a great day today. I enjoyed it so much. The weather was beautiful. We went to a couple of new places for me, and I love them. You want to talk about those a little bit?
Let's do that. It was a little hot for me today, but... And I might add, we are recording in our recording studio, which is Paul's Ram ProMaster. Well, I don't know the number. What's the number you ProMaster?
2,500.
Oh, I was going to say 19. Oh, my. He would have been...
First place we went, and I must say, we went to 4th Avenue, which is quite the famous historic place in downtown Tucson, and it was packed. We had to park about 3 blocks away from where we were headed because the place was just full of cars parked here, there, and everywhere. And come to find out, not only is that a very popular place, but there was, what would you call that, a bike show or a bike swap meet or something?
Well, it was a bicycle. Yeah, bicycle. Tucson is a big bicycle town. Tour de France, okay. And we already talked about that, but yeah. Wow, it was almost like a swap meet, wasn't it?
It sure was, yeah. Lots of people there. And there were lots of people in the food co-op, which is, let's see, is it called the...
Food Conspiracy.
There you go.
But it's cooperative.
Right.
Where you can join and you get cheaper prices and you can, I believe you still can, you can... put in time also, I believe.
Volunteer?
Yeah, you put in your time for your membership, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
But they had all kinds of organic products. They had everything from fresh vegetables to oils. What am I trying to think of here, Lee?
Essential oils.
Essential oils. And I have thought that it would be nice to get some kind of a freshener in my van. Not that it stinks, but it could use a little air freshening. So I picked up a couple of things, some lavender, a lavender candle, some white sage.
We're going to burn a white sage. It's sort of a ceremonial thing, but you put it in this, like a ceramic or metal, and you burn the sage and you let it just sort of smoke and it fills the air with... sage.
And it's a wonderful aroma. I really like it. So
yeah.
Lee got lots of spices. What other things did you get?
Well, I just want to mention that one of the big draws of the cooperative, the Food Conspiracy, is their herbs and spices.
Mm.
And it's in bulk. And you can put it in a big bag or a little bag, a little twisty. You have to write on the twisty what it is and the number, but they have, and it's all in alphabetical order. It takes up a whole wall, and it has, oh my gosh. I mean, you could get like lemon balm and things like that for, like lemon balm, I've studied herbs, and it's for to relax you, you know, make a tea out of it, or you can do a tincture, things like that. But yeah, I did get some spices so that we, Paul, can have some different tastes going on with our... we're starting to cook a little bit more and season our rice. And yeah, I got some Chinese five spice and some Mediterranean blend and oregano. And I know that's not unusual, but there's a couple of unusual things, some curry and yeah.
And then I also, I'm reminded, you picked up some lavender. What was actually in that bag? Do you know? I mean, it smelled like lavender. Was that? I don't even know what lavender actually is, to tell you.
It's a flower. It's a flower. And
okay.
Those were the little petals of the flower.
Okay.
It's not a large lavender. It's a very small petal. But no, that it's a flower. And then I picked up some good rose petals, and they were very fragrant. Then we got these little cloth little sashes. And so I wanted you like the lavender, I wanted you to have a sash that you could put maybe in your drawer, you know, like with your underwear. So like all the girls do, you know. And then I got some peppermint and some spearmint that I put in the little sash for, you know, put it in with my underwear, you know. And
Each one had their own wonderful fragrance or aroma, and they were very, very good.
And it smells good in here because I can smell it.
They're already working. I hung both the lavender and some peppermint, actually.
Right.
I hope they go together well. It smells good to me.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
And of course, we know that peppermint and spearmint, that's always a good thing. Mice do not like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always a good thing.
You bet.
To have those. But yeah, they have bulk. We got some Brazilian nuts. I love those. And you can get just the amount you want. You don't have to get a big bag of them that costs like $20,
$30.
Right. Especially Brazilian nuts. But that was the draw of the Food Conspiracy. It's a wonderful, you have bulk rices, bulk beans, legumes, and it's
quite a place, that's for sure.
Yes, it was.
And then we walked through the bicycle area where everybody had their booths set up and so forth. And we walked over to Miller's Army Surplus.
Yes, we did.
And that was quite a store as well. I mean, everything from helmets and pilots' helmets with the face mask built in, knives and insignia, bags of all different sort. I got a small
sash. Like it's a sash bag, you wear it across one shoulder. Yeah,
and it diagonally.
Diagonally.
I like that rather than having the two.
Like a backpack.
Right.
Oh.
And that's something I want to put some water in, and perhaps a knife, and perhaps some other things, some bear spray, when I go for long walks in the desert.
Right, exactly. But I'm going to tell y'all out there, my friends, that if you are near Tucson, and of course, if you're a nomad, I mean, this is the place. It has hats, cordage. I mean, all the five C's, I'm sure, are there.
Oh, you know, there's
containers,
no doubt.
Yeah, there's a camping section. It's huge. If you've ever been to a surplus store around the country and it seems small, this place, if you're near Tucson, I would actually drive down just to go there because it's huge. The knife section is what I remember it being a little larger, but it's still pretty good. It has good knives. Anything that a nomad would want to use.
All kinds of uniforms, camouflage, whether you're in the desert or in the snow. Different types of camouflage shirts and pants and jackets. And and any of you that watch Lee's videos, you may have seen her model her shemagh. Well, they have an entire, probably 8 foot long, two shelves high, full of different patterns, shemags.
And I'll tell you what, I have ordered shemagos on Amazon. It's hard to say that word, shemag, but I've ordered some on Amazon. No, no, I do not like them. I get them from Army Surplus, Miller's. And as soon as I got back to, we got back to the park afterwards and I tried it on, yes, it is the same as my other one. They are so comfortable. And these are the ones that are worn by the military when they're out in desert, tactical things.
And that's why we found them there, I'm sure.
Right. And I'm telling you, these, the ones that I found on Amazon, they were more like soft scarves, and they did not hold up.
Well, I noticed these at Miller's were made of 100% cotton.
Yeah.
And I guess that probably is the key to what you're looking for, and one that really is comfortable and easy to wrap around your head and neck and whatever.
Right. So I think it's worth it if you're near Tucson to just punch it into Google Maps and go see Miller's Army Surplus Store.
Fantastic store.
They are
not paying us for this commercial.
No, they're not. And I'll tell you, they're pretty. It's a good store. It's a fun store. You could spend 2 hours in there, really, looking at everything. And I bought some good Coughlin's mosquito netting.
Oh, for your
sliding
door?
Right, and it was the kind that's like, it's more cloth. So it's very lightweight. It's not stiff at all. That was a good find.
Fantastic. Well, Lee, for today, we have a kind of a different subject. I think it's a subject is about something that a lot of us have had dealings with, if not personally, perhaps in our families.
It's a very interesting subject.
It
actually
is a very interesting subject.
It is interesting.
And the more that we know about this, the better off we are. But first, I want to throw in our disclaimer that in talking about this, we are not registered psychologists or psychoanalysts or anything like that. We're just going on things that we have read about and talked about and seen in the news and things of that nature.
Yes. And that subject is?
Depression.
Yes. Severe depression. In the nomad world, it can be a problem, and it has been a problem.
Yes, it has. There are examples of folks that had YouTube channels, for instance, nomads, that have gotten into some very bad situations, and as a result, became severely depressed, and in fact, committed suicide.
They do, yes, from Lee, we all, if you're nomad, you know about this, but there's all our friends out there who are not nomads, and Lee from Lee, which is not me, Lee and Max, they were, and which isn't our friend Max, Lee and me, my name is Lee and Max is our friend, so that's kind of weird, but they had a YouTube channel, Lee and Max, and she became very depressed from circumstances. And then they ended up breaking up. But during that time, there was another fellow who was constantly, he had a YouTube channel and using her as his main focus on his YouTube channel, sort of like a parasite in a way. He attached himself to her, and all every podcast was about her, or every YouTube video. And there was not much she could do about it. And then with the breakup, she ultimately literally threw herself in front of a train and committed suicide.
A very, very sad situation. Absolutely.
Very beautiful woman. Not that that, you know, should matter. We should all be sad about anybody doing that. But she had such talent. She was young. She was in her 20s. She was beautiful. They both had many, many viewers on their YouTube channel. So that is something. And she was very, very depressed. She was severely depressed. And she felt, and so we're going to go over some signs. And then what's the most recent happening?
Well, that too has been in the news, more so than in the YouTube area, about Gabby.
Yes, Gabby.
Where nothing has been proven yet. We're not attorneys either.
Yeah.
Either prosecuting or defense, but
yeah.
It seems that she and her boyfriend that was traveling with her got into it. It was a short time after that her parents reported her missing.
Yes.
And a short time after that the authorities found her body, I want to say in Idaho.
I don't know.
I believe it was in Idaho. Even after that, if that wasn't enough, they found what they believe to be, I haven't heard that it's absolutely certain yet, but they found a body that they believe is his body.
Yes, because they were looking for him.
What a catastrophic, terrible situation.
Yeah. Well, and they were YouTubers together also, the way Lee and Max were.
Yeah.
I mean, Max is still, I believe he still has the YouTube channel.
Oh, does he really?
With his daughter, yeah. But they had split up.
Okay.
And she started traveling with another couple that were YouTubers. And what I heard was that this one other YouTuber started in with her again and doing all of his videos about her. And guessing the word is that she felt very hopeless, that nothing could be done about this.
Wow.
And very hopeless, yeah. And that's when she just threw herself in front of a train.
Terrible
so,
situation.
Yeah, that is terrible. They were young, they were nomads, and they were YouTubers. Now, we don't want to just talk about that aspect of it, but because we are nomads, we wanted to bring this mental health issue up. The holidays are coming. There's a lot of people that travel solo. They haven't found somebody to travel with. maybe they might want to, but we wanted to alert everybody about, go over some of the signs of severe depression.
Very important to know those signs.
Yes, and I don't know, in the end we'll talk about maybe what can be done if we see that, but we could start maybe by just going over some of the signs that we could, they're common signs. In a study, in a survey, they found that only 1 in 7 were aware of all these little intricate signs of severe depression in a loved one, a family member, a friend, or even maybe themselves.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into those signs, Lee, and kind of go through. There are 7 major signs of severe depression. Let's go over those one at a time and give people something to learn and think about.
Right.
Whether for themselves or for loved ones, right, or friends or neighbors, whatever.
Yes. And I will add that my daughter is she's a psychologist, a child psychologist. I have a bachelor's in psychology, but I am not in any way trained to diagnose anybody at all. We're just merely listing some of the signs.
Exactly. Yes.
Well, the first one is feeling fatigued. Just having low energy, no motivation, and you just feel like you just can't get going and you really don't know why. What are some of the other signs, Paul?
Well, some other signs of feeling fatigued would be, you know, when you just feel drained, you're drowsy all the time, you're just tired, maybe you feel burned out, just overall lethargic. And like your sleep is just not giving you the rest that you need to be refreshed in the morning.
And I've read that there is a connection between depression and chronic fatigue symptoms that may be influencing overall energy levels too. So, want to take notes. Everybody get a paper and pencil out. These are notes. Just being all the different ways of feeling fatigued.
Well, the number 2 sign of depression would be when you're feeling very heavy, weighed down. You know, if you can envision a gentleman walking down the street with his head down, his shoulders drooping, and just like you can't lift your feet off the floor, you're just done in. You know, what causes that? Well, could be severe depression. It's just a sign to look for.
Which is also linked with the feeling fatigued and not getting restful sleep. You would think if you're that tired that you would be able to sleep. But if you're really depressed, I have never been severely depressed.
I haven't either.
Yeah, it's. I read about this, but I don't really, I can't say that I've experienced it. I don't know it firsthand. And I don't think I've ever really known anybody that was severely depressed.
No.
Well, but these are signs. Just feeling like you have weights on your ankles and the whole world is on your shoulders. And then the next one would be, if you're writing them down, losing motivation or passion for life. It can certainly happen when you don't have depression, but it's different when the cause is a clinical disorder, that you literally do have a severe depression, that you lose your motivation. I think we all might feel that every once in a while, like, oh, I'm just not motivated today.
Well, I think a lot of us have had negative thinking patterns. Well, if you're clinically depressed, those negative thinking patterns may spike and tell you that the things you're working towards are pointless, that they're just impossible, they're impractical, there's no sense even trying anymore.
Right.
Well, the 4th point they believe are signs of clinical depression are being helpless or feeling hopeless. And that all this negativity, and quite honestly, I, as you know, possibly, am starting to help Lee in some of her videos, and I've had a little taste of folks saying, well, he doesn't know what he's talking about, and your videos were better without him. And I mean, it can make you feel like helpless or hopeless, you know. Well, gee, if they didn't like that, what can I do to make it better? It's tough.
And it can make you lose confidence, and it can make you feel hopeless. And I do believe that that's the way Lee felt from the Lee and Max combo of the YouTubers. She felt helpless and hopeless that anything could be done about this other fella doing the his videos about her, exclusively about her. And he was doing screenshots of her videos and using them for his videos. And then you had the Gabby and her boyfriend were doing the videos. Maybe he couldn't handle the negativity that comes at you. Because as you know, I've been doing videos for 2 years now. And the negativity can be quite strong. You're being made fun of on all levels, whether it's your appearance or you sound stupid. There are times where it can bring your motivation down. And if you're young, remember we talked about that, Paul? Mm-hmm. Maybe these youngsters might have a problem with that.
They may take those comments more to heart. I had some negative comments and I responded to a couple of them, and the rest I just blew off. That's people. That's the way it is. That's some people. That's how they get their kicks, unfortunately, is by tearing down others. And I wouldn't let it tear me down. Not that I'm perfect or what have you, but I just wouldn't let it get to me.
Yeah, well, I have let it get to me before in the couple years.
Well,
you met me a year ago.
You've had a lot more of it than I have,
well,
that's for sure.
Sometimes it comes in waves. Where they're just cruel. People can be very cruel on YouTube. So just to mention this, but I did not become clinically severely depressed. But I remember there was a couple days where I was down. It just seemed like, oh my gosh, yeah. is this going to happen every day? Do I have to keep dealing with this? Actually, at this point, I have turned it around, but I'm in my 60s, and I'm a very strong-willed person and a very strong personality. I can say, actually, sometimes it feeds me. It feeds me on. I might get zinged, but then it puts a fire under my feet. It's like, really? Okay, well. So being helpless and feeling hopeless can really get to you, especially as an instance for YouTubers that are out there doing that.
And not only for them, but for anyone that experiences this, no matter how bad depression becomes, you are never beyond help. If you can recognize some of these symptoms yourself and can take what steps are necessary to get the help that you need, do it, because you're not beyond help. Certainly not.
Right. And I'm going to talk more about that once we get through some of these symptoms, on maybe some aspects that can happen maybe as your friends, or, and then we got to want to talk about the nomad world too.
Mm-hmm.
How to deal with depression if you see somebody depressed in the nomad world, because that's kind of difficult.
You bet.
Yeah.
You bet.
So the next one would be anger and irritability. People don't think anger per se is a symptom of depression, but that's a real problem, and it can be a significant issue. They are depressed and they feel helpless, and some people might be mopey, but others it might come out as anger.
Well, some of the ways that these feelings can manifest themselves are getting frustrated more easily, keeping others at an emotional distance, yelling, intimidating, threatening others that you would have never thought about doing or treating in those ways before, muttering insults and being more critical of everyone and everything, just totally down on everything and voicing it. If you were to feel rage and you really don't know why. Why do I feel this way? I am just fed up. I can't stand it. Top of my head's ready to blow off. But you really don't know why. If you're crying at the drop of a hat, slamming doors or hitting or punching and kicking and biting, whatever, or doing self-harm, all things like this are symptoms that something may be going on, and that something may be depression.
Well, if Gabby's boyfriend, indeed, we don't know. I mean, we're not the judge and jury on this, but if that was the case with him, then, and he did harm her, if that, there's a symptom right now. It came out as anger. Mm-hmm. Had they maybe got help, that they would both be alive today.
That's a possibility.
And what about the guy we experienced this morning? When you were, oh my gosh, I was thinking, yeah, what about that guy? I mean, is he severely, because he was screaming at everybody. He was very threatening. And I actually felt comfortable walking across the street. It was early in the morning, and there's a homeless population here in Tucson. But he was yelling and screaming in rage.
And it seemed like the more steps we took, he was behind us, kind of coming up behind us slowly.
Yeah.
The farther we walked, the more irritated and the more terrible his language got, the more threatening he became, to the point where Lee said, "That's it, I'm calling the police." And she did. Turned in a report on him. We don't know if they came and investigated, but we finally got close enough where we just went straight to the door of the co-op we wanted to visit and went inside. And he, of course, didn't follow us in there, and that was the end of that. So
I think he saw me maybe on the phone, too. But he was yelling at somebody across the street, and I just thought, oh, my gosh, this is not public behavior that is normal and should be tolerated. And they were pretty cool. They're probably so used to getting calls like that, that they just said, well, give me a description. They didn't want to know my name or my number or anything like that. They didn't care about that. They just want to know what he looked like, what he was, how old he was. And then what I told him is, it looks like he's calmed down now and he's walking away. And they said, thank you. They probably drove by, maybe just make sure. But
sure.
Yeah. So I did think of that when you we were talking about these symptoms. Yeah. So the next one is
body pains that can't otherwise be explained. If you've got body pains that aren't better explained by another diagnosis, you know, whatever that happens to be, it could be a sign of depression. It can be particularly difficult to tell if your pain is from depression or some other common things like stress, trauma, injury, bad posture, poor sleep, or whatever. It's something to be aware of, and if you experience that, pains that can't be, nobody seems to be able to explain them to you, no doctors or whatever, maybe it has to do with depression.
Well, that would make sense, because the stress and the trauma and injury and bad posture, we did mention previously how they're just kind of walking with their heads down, and I mean, right, I just got, as you were saying, those symptoms. And then poor sleep, hello. And then bed position. All those things would add up to, I could see that unexplained pain. And this is probably one of the symptoms that during that survey that most people got wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That pain, unexplained pain, you would not normally associate that with depression.
Right. Yeah. And finally, number 7, if there are noticeable sleep changes. Some people with depression will sleep much more during depressive episodes, much more. Others may not. So it can be up or down. So you've got to pay attention to hitting your alarm more than usual. If you have to set multiple alarms and you never have had to do that before. If you think too much to fall asleep, your mind just won't stop working and you become anxious. Even just becoming anxious about bedtime, because you just lay there and there's no way your mind will turn off to allow you to go to sleep.
Well, we do have there's a couple more significant symptoms. And one is you can't concentrate. And it makes it really hard to do your schoolwork or your work-related issues. And then lastly, we have passive or active, of course, suicidal thinking. That is very, very in-your-face symptom, severe depression.
Absolutely. That, you know, when you think of Robin Williams, very famous comedian and actor, and then the gentleman who had the food show, was it?
Anthony Bourdain.
Yes. Yeah. What a shame. I mean, we can sit here and say that, you know, easy for us to say. We're not judging them in any way, shape, or form, but if things could have been caught somehow, if signs could have been recognized and somehow gotten them help that would have kept them from doing that, that would have been wonderful, but it was too late.
Yeah, I wish something could have been done for Lee. And not me, but Lee. you know, the other YouTuber.
Absolutely.
If something could have been done for her. So here's my concern, Paul, and to all you out there. As nomads, if you have a friend that you have maybe parked beside here and there, and you might not travel with them, but you see them maybe year after year and courtside, things like that. How can we know? Because a nomad, what does a nomad do? They travel alone a lot of times. And if they're severe, they become severely depressed. What are they going to do, Paul?
Well, that's a good question. My first 2 years in courtside, I was alone.
Yeah.
I had my trusty pal, Abby, my dog, with me.
Right.
But I was alone. I think there's no way in this world I was depressed. I was loving every minute of it, to be quite honest. But no one would have known if I were experiencing any of those symptoms that we mentioned. No one would have known me well enough to realize, oh, he's not being himself. They didn't know me. So it's a real tough situation, and maybe a good reason for nomads to take that step forward, reach out their hand to their neighbor, and try to get to know their neighbors, and let their neighbors get to know them.
Well, here's my problem. A lot of times nomads are very independent. And if you're severely depressed, do you think they're going to let you in?
Well,
to their life?
Probably not.
And if they already had a good network, but they're depressed, those people are going to take off. I mean, they're going to park behind some Walmart store. That's an extreme, but that's just an example. Nobody's going to know that they're there.
Right.
And
right.
They're going to take off, and they're going to want to be by themselves.
Hmm.
And so this is where the nomad community can be tough. In that, I don't have any answers. If any of you have answers, you know, let us know. And by the way, you can contact us through minivanlee.com. I have contact form, or with minivanlee.com. And I have contact forms, or on my YouTube channel, leave a comment there.
Sure.
And on Facebook group, hello, on Facebook, you should connect up with us. Sure. We have Paul Griffith, and then I have Minnie Van Lee. And then we both are on Minnie Van Lee's This Nomad Life mm-hmm. Facebook group. So there's all kinds of ways to put in your ideas, because this is an issue with nomads. And what else? They're disconnected from their family because they're out traveling.
Right.
And their friends that they may have grown up with.
Very true.
They thought that this was going to be a great life, but something clicked over.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah.
And then with holidays coming up, yeah.
Well, and you have to remember, that, of course, that the holidays can be very, very tough on people that are already experiencing depression. It's just a very emotional, sad time for a lot of people.
Right. So let's just throw this out, because Paul and I don't have the answers. We talked about this. We don't have the answers, but we can come up with some. We can throw some ideas out. What about a church?
Well, there you go.
Yeah. What's an idea you have there?
Well, I keep going back to courtside, folks, but that's the place I know the best. They have a community center.
They have a senior center, yeah.
Or a senior center, I guess. And there's a community center, too, I think.
Okay.
We're talking two different places.
Yeah.
But to get involved in those places, or at least visit them. I saw our friend Max went there for lunch a few days ago, and he got a beautiful lunch for like $4. And he said he sat and talked to a number of different people and made some new friends. So it'd be wonderful to get downtown and visit those places, and let people get to know you, and you get to know some other folks.
Here's another suggestion. How about not waiting till you're severely depressed, but stay connected? Stay connected at all times.
Sure.
Don't wait for you to feel like, oh, I'm alone, and then it gets worse and worse worse.
You get to the point of helplessness. You don't want to go that far. Easier said than done, I know. But it's something to pay attention to, and it's something to be aware of. We just hope that by bringing these things up, let's put the cards on the table and be real here. This is a real malady that affects a lot of people. And the more that friends and loved ones and spouses can realize that a person is having problems, the more likely it is that those problems can be addressed by a professional and hopefully help that person be something before something very serious happens.
Exactly. And I'm going to put out there too, if you're a YouTuber, do not let these, I know so many people told me that, do not let these people bring you down. Don't let them bring you down. And that's harder said than done, but you will get through it. There are people that just love to make other people miserable. They love it.
What a shame.
And but they don't realize that behind that, maybe someday they will, when they're standing before the Almighty, that, you know, you did do this. These people became depressed. Or you were a parasite to this person on YouTube, and they threw themselves in front of a train. Things like that. I mean, you need to understand that what we say on social media does affect other people.
Absolutely.
So if you're a very negative person, a very hateful person, I guess keep it up, because that's what you do. Hate, as I say, I think we both have found haters gotta hate.
Yeah.
But it does affect other people that aren't as strong as you and I are, because we're older. We realize that sometimes this puts fire under our feet, you know?
Sure does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you live in a home, what can people do that are living in a home and have the connection of family and friends? I mean, what can they do in this particular situation?
Well, they too can reach out, and their friends and neighbors and relatives, we all need to pay attention. And if you realize that, whoa, wait a minute, why are they acting this way? Why are they down? Why are they helpless? Why are they having trouble sleeping? Whatever. Be aware of those things. And I don't know, again, we're not clinical psychologists, but I don't know what else you could do but talk to that person and say, hey, what, you okay? What's going on? You seem a little different.
Right.
Talk to me. What's happening?
And, right.
And see if you can't get them talking and getting them to seek the help that they need.
And if they're younger, I mean, and I'm talking about younger, even in the 40s or even early 50s. To us, that's getting younger now, isn't it? I know. But even they can have problems. Maybe they're like, thought by now they should have so much more going on than they do.
Sure.
And that can be very depressing, especially around this time of year. Gas prices up. Uber high, that really, really pushes into, gouges out from buying, being able to buy presents for your families and stuff. So this can be a special, especially this Christmas can be kind of hard.
Sure.
I'm seeing gas prices go up and these poor parents. So we all maybe just need to be aware and don't just brush it off to say, oh, he doesn't, well, what can I do about it? There's something that probably can be done.
No.
I don't, you know, I don't have all the answers either, but yeah, we wanted to bring this subject out.
Yeah, it's a tough one, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But if you just pay attention, and if you see something that triggers something in you, depending on what we've talked about here, all of those different signs and indications, talk to the person, or talk to that person, the closest person to that individual, and see what can be done. Get them to get professional help somehow, or at least try to get them to open up and talk about it.
Yeah. Now, if you haven't already, Paul and I both are on YouTube, Minivan Lee. Please search us out and leave us a nice comment. Yeah, we could use all the nice comments. And please subscribe to our channel. And we have good stuff on there where we do instructional videos and just good, clean fun on our videos on our travel channels.
Right.
And we feature our lives. And now we feature it together as we travel together.
Yes.
So, and we all appreciate you here on the podcast, too, that you're with us and you've subscribed to our podcast. We have fun making them, don't we?
Absolutely. And we'll have another one out this every Friday.
juicy, I tell you.
Very important, that's for
Very
sure.
Very important stuff. So thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll see you next Friday.
Take care, everyone, and be cool.